Cars are zipping by Charles Turner outside the Sulzbacher Center in downtown Jacksonville. Turner is now enrolled in college, off the streets, and enjoying a brand new life after being chronically homeless for decades.
I lived on the street for many years, more than I even care to remember. It's such a privilege and honor to be, you know, in a program that's really helping me to just become reinitiated back into society.
He is one of several men who's participating in the pilot of the Chronic Homeless Offenders Program, a support and intervention program for chronically homeless people in Jacksonville and Jacksonville Beach.
I had given up trying to find a job, and I was just really going to jail often, you know, every here and there, now and then, for little crimes like trespassing.
Many homeless people end up charged with minor crimes like vagrancy. But instead of jail sentences for misdemeanors, the program offers an alternative: probation along with stable housing, full medical support, peer counseling, and case managers to work with them on a weekly basis. The program is a collaboration between hospitals, government, and the nonprofit Sulzbacher Center for Homeless Services. Their goal is stopping the costly cycling of people between the streets, jails, shelters, and emergency rooms. Sulzbacher Center President Cindy Funkhauser says the collaborative effort is successful because of attention to each person's unique needs.
So in essence, it is saving the system at large so much money. The hospitals, the jails, the social service agencies, and these people are now, they have the dignity of being housed and of getting their life back.
The year-old program has already drastically reduced arrests and hospital visits among its participants, some of whom used to get arrested dozens of times a year. Participants, like Charles Turner, now have income, housing, and health care.
But my real goals for the future is just to be able to pay for my own rent and lights and everything and have some insurance and buy my own grocery and my own clothes and maybe get a car and, good Lord willing, maybe even find me a wife.
The Sulzbacher Center is working on expanding the program, and Funkhauser hopes it becomes a national model for reducing homelessness. Ashton Elder, WJCT News.